mini magazine of sorts, which doesn't necessarily have a parent magazine attached to it in any way. So shall I kick off?
So, well, look, what shall we call it? I heard you saying you're struggling to describe it yourself.
It's an email.
Right, so you run an email.
Yeah, well, it's a daily digital.
Right. Digest, could you say?
Why not? Okay. It's hard to explain, but if you have a look at the ones that are kicking around at the moment, it becomes easier to understand. But it is much more of a magazine in tiny form. Mm. Yeah, I think that's all.
So you
I could
say an email
digital,
magazine.
An email magazine.
Yeah. Let's settle for that.
It's not a new start. I've read some news about some publication that are picking up me by email. So
yeah, well, it's huge. Sharing. It's huge now.
It's huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's not a new start. It's not,
well, it's it. I think it's probably a couple of years old, but only now are they hitting subscriber bases in the hundreds of thousands. But it might be worth me just going back to where I've come from, if that's all right.
Yeah.
I moved to Birmingham 2 months ago, and for the 12 years before that, I was in London working in magazines, mainly in the men's lifestyle sector. So if we go back 10 years ago, I was writing for FHM magazine, which was towards the end of its heyday. And I witnessed it dying, basically, because of the internet. And something that was born because of the internet was Shortlist magazine, which is a free magazine given out to men on Thursdays, usually in tube stations and train stations up and down the country. They give out 600,000 of them. And Stylist is the women's version of Shortlist. So basically, some bright spark thought, no one's going in newsagents to buy magazines anymore, let's give them out for free. Hence the Metro, hence Shortlist, hence the Birmingham Mail now, are free and handed to you. So that was called freemium publishing, making sure you're not flexible on the quality of the publishing. It still has to be brilliant, but it's free in magazine form. And of course, you had the internet both killing off what is the paid-for process of magazine publishing. I moved to Shortlist magazine as news editor and launched the magazine, which has obviously been a huge success. And 2 years after launch, I made a misjudged move to Dubai to work for a magazine out there, and promptly came back. And Shortlist then offered me either the associate editor role of the magazine or online editor for the website. So I'm a bit of a rarity in that. Lots of people still see the romanticism of magazine publishing and are online looking to get offline. I actually made the decision to go online because I'd witnessed at FHM the death of magazines and at Shortlist the birth of the internet and freemium publishing. So I went to shortlist.com and things went very well there. And then Shortlist asked me to launch a daily email called Mr. Hyde, which is a hugely successful email that goes out to 105,000 people a day now. And it's focused on the best things to do in London. So it's restaurants, bars, museums, galleries, exhibitions, events, very high-end, very upmarket, and very successful. And the more I learned about email, the more I saw that it's a beautiful crossover between the old-school magazine publishing, because when you hit send, you've essentially hit publish, and that's your email done. But also it's online in that you have a website that you need to drive traffic to for sign-up. So it's this wonderful crossover of the two worlds. So I really enjoyed it and thought, you know, I can do this for myself. Left Shortlist Media on brilliant terms and moved to Birmingham, where I'm from originally, because I saw the city growing, all the wonderful transitions it's been through over 12 years. And all the amazing things you can now do in Birmingham, you really couldn't do 12 years ago. So I was biding my time, essentially, and have moved to Birmingham to set up my own daily email about things to do in Birmingham. So it's Mr. Hyde and Emerald Street combined, but for Birmingham. So for men and women, things to do in Birmingham. And you're almost up to date. The website, which, as I said, is just a sign-up page, that's all it needs to be, went live on Monday. And the first issue will be out on Wednesday. And that's where we are. I have a grand